Barry, I want to give you just kind of like my Rendon plan and then get you to react to it. I want to see where you agree or disagree. I would do everything I can to sign him. I think specifically after losing Harper, it'd be unprecedented to lose two players of that caliber over 2 years. And I was pro the decision they made on Harper. I would be anti letting Rendon walk out the door. I think he's a more complete player and a championship piece that they need to keep for this fan base now. But that said, look, it takes two. If he doesn't want to sign a deal and you go up to, say, $230 million or something like that and it's still not enough, okay, fine, then I got to trade him. So if I can't get a deal done, I'm trading him. But my attempt to trade to sign him, I think, would be far more substantial than the Lerner's, and I know it's their money. But I would do everything I could, even during this disastrous year, to lock him up, to keep him. Because there's a foundation with Soto, with Robles, with Turner, with potentially Scherzer and Strasburg and Corbin, where you actually could be very competitive next year after fixing your bullpen. You got $18 million coming off the books from Zimmerman, $9 million coming off the books from Dozier. You could still compete pretty quickly without having to completely detonate this thing if you kept Rendon. Jump in and kind of tell me what you think about all that.
Well, I completely agree, but if Anthony Rendon turns down a $230 million offer from the Nationals, I would be, my jaw would hit the floor. I think that would be plenty to get it done. So we don't know right now what has been offered, what has been rejected, what has been counter offered. Your sentiment is correct in my mind. You try to sign this guy. He is your best player. He is your most accomplished player. Other than Scherzer, your best position player. You know, Soto and Robles have tons of potential and have shown, I mean, particularly Soto over the course of last year, that they could be really key cornerstone pieces to a franchise going forward. They are not ready for that yet, and you need a Rendon. Well, how much better is this lineup? How much better does it look when Anthony Rendon returned from injury than it did even when Soto and Robles were in there without him? So I agree that's a paramount decision, but you know, we didn't know all the back and forth with Harper until well after the fact. I would guess that that's how this will play out. We won't know whether he signs here or whether he doesn't sign and is traded, or doesn't sign and is kept. I don't think we'll know until afterwards how to evaluate what went on in the back and forth between the player and the club.
I know this is hyperbolic, but there's a part of me that kind of says, what do you want to be? I mean, like the A's, they groom these stars in this tiny market and they flip them whenever they become superstar players that their fans love, and they go win MVP awards in other places like Josh Donaldson. I get what they did with Harper perfectly, but at some point, like Strasburg's the one guy they've paid that was their own. And I still think, and this is complete speculation, but I think if they don't shut him down in 2012, that doesn't happen. So I guess my point is you didn't want to go over the luxury tax this year to help your bullpen, to help the back of your rotation, which thank God for the bullpen no one talks about, but is an absolute disaster. And you didn't want to do that, even though the Red Sox blew past it last year and made that money back all the way to the World Series. At some point, you got to figure out what do we want to be here? What market are we in?
Well, I don't disagree with that at all. And I think that, they will almost certainly reset their luxury tax clock this year, and they'll be back to a position where the penalty is not as steep. And if they exceed it in years to come, you know, particularly next year, then they'll be starting at the lower threshold anyway, and the tax won't be as high. That's a thing that that has to happen. It didn't happen last year, and perhaps it affected roster construction over the course of the winter. But I understand what you're saying about homegrown guys and keeping them. I mean, Zimmerman signed two extensions here. Strasburg has signed a long extension. There was a time when we were all up in arms about how can you let Ian Desmond walk away? How can you let Jordan Zimmerman walk away? Turns out that, you know, baseball people making baseball decisions made some pretty good ones. And I was on the wrong side of history in both of those camps. I thought you extend Desmond, you extend Zimmerman, and that would be the core going forward. Those guys love them both. They haven't performed well elsewhere. So I get it. I would be on the – I would not only be on the Anthony Rendon, let's get this done now. I would be on the Trey Turner, hey, you're a few years from free agency. Why don't we buy out your arbitration years and then buy out, say, 3 years of free agency, and then you'd still be a free agent at a reasonable age, but you'd also have security. You've shown that, you know, freak injuries or not, you've gotten injured sometimes, that'll affect your paydays to come. I would be in that camp as well. You take a team like the Cardinals, and they haven't had success in the last couple of years in the playoffs, but they've been an annual postseason performer, and they have locked up their homegrown players. So, you know, maybe it's because the Nats have so many Boris guys, and Boris generally doesn't do extensions, obviously Strasburg being the exception. But I get what you're saying. I think that Rendon is as important a piece as this team has right now. And because he's only going to be 29 next month, keeping him here for as a central piece to what you hope would be a contending team 2 years from now, 5 years from now, 8 years from now, that would be important.